Eamon, about the Reuters reporting, the U.S. intelligence assessment, according to three sources they cite, that say Iran has the same capability today as it did 2 months ago.
Very significant reporting, Katie, and it really undermines the narrative that we've been hearing from both the Americans and the Israelis. And look, let's be very clear about this. The number one motivation for the years of sanction against Iran, for the attacks last year by Israel, followed by Operation Midnight Hammer, plus this year's war, has always been motivated first and foremost by Iran's nuclear program and preventing Iran from having a nuclear weapon. Now, if you ask Israeli officials, and certainly the Israeli prime minister, they will have told you over the years that Iran was always within 2 weeks, basically, from acquiring nuclear weapons or knowing how to make nuclear weapons and willingness to make nuclear weapons. The American intelligence assessment has always been very different from that. It's only in the Trump administration that that really has accelerated to being this kind of imminent and urgent threat that even now, according to the intelligence agencies based on this Reuters report, does not seem to be the case. And so it really undercuts the narrative as to what the United States has been doing. There's no doubt that the U.S. has degraded Iran's military capabilities. Israel has degraded Hezbollah's capabilities in southern Lebanon. But the central cause of why they wanted to go after the regime and possibly even topple it has always been about the Iran nuclear program. And now the Iranian nuclear program, based on this reporting, seems to be still intact, although we don't have a sense of how badly it has been degraded.